so I said to her, I shall not drink champagne from your shoe. I would much rather drink mulled wine from the boot of an incontinent freshwater fisherman.
Clive, you do know we are recording. We are live now.
Wait, what? We're recording?
Yes.
Hello, and welcome to The Sound of Fi. I'm Clive Davidson, and you are here with...
Rob Kosh.
Ah, don't you love that little pause between our names? It's perfect.
I actually do it on purpose,
because no one ever notices it.
The slight, well, mind you, depending if you cut it or not, there might not be a pause at all. Shocking! That's spoilers. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. So, how are you today, Clive?
I'm okay, I suppose. I ran out of wine. Well, I say I ran out. I only had one bottle of wine left over this morning, so I had to go out and get two more. But I'm fine now.
I don't drink wine as much as I should. I really should become... I wouldn't call it an addict. I'd call it a connoisseur. A wine connoisseur is the word.
Yes. I'm more of a mulled wine connoisseur myself.
I consume bottle after bottle, but it's not an addiction. It's a hobby. That's the word.
A hobby. Right. Indeed. Just as crack cocaine is a hobby. I very much enjoy putting powders up my nose. It's recreational.
If you have hobbies of, you know, collecting garden gnomes, if you have multiple amounts of them, you wouldn't count that as an addiction, would you? You'd count it as a hobby. So why
Perhaps,
can't you do that with
consuming... Perhaps, but you don't have two garden gnomes a night.
Well, it depends what you're into.
I've got a lovely line of garden gnomes.
Oh, what lovely night. Oh, that one's got a nice fishing rod.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, they're so phallic. They're actually based on Priapus, the Greek god of fertility and harvest. Who also happens to have an enormous knob.
Is that truthful? Because I always thought
that
they were... I thought they were based on leprechauns.
Well, they're based on a cross between red caps and Priapus. There are some versions of Priapus where if you take off the hat, it's a penis head.
Oh, okay.
And yet
I
red
can tell
caps
you a very,
have red
I can tell you a very,
caps.
Very interesting story
you
that
could.
Happened in my my grand's hometown where I was raised. But I'm sure it was on the news at one point, so you may have heard of this.
Is it something about men with penis heads?
No, it's not. It's about gnomes, about garden gnomes. Well, basically, there was a neighbour who collected garden gnomes for, I don't know, for a hobby, of course. And one day, her prized garden gnome got stolen. And about 2-3 weeks later, she got a postcard with a picture of the garden gnome in Spain saying, "Wish you were here." And over a period of 3-4 years, no matter where she was, she'd always get a postcard saying, "Wish you were here," with this garden gnome all in these different locations. And I don't know how it happened, but eventually this gnome returned at the doorstep with a tiny little suitcase saying, "Glad to be home. Thank you for this nice holiday." So someone had taken a garden gnome with them no matter where they went, and then finally returned it after about 4 years.
What?
I have no idea why, but it was a beautiful story when I heard it.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that being done multiple times after that.
Yeah, this must have been back in, I think it was 1996 or 1997,
really?
I believe. Roughly. It was quite a while ago, when I was a young boy.
Perhaps one of the first.
Yes. I believe this is probably where it started from. If I'm lucky, that's the only thing our town has. It was a village, actually. The only thing the village had claim to fame for.
Origin of trolling with gnomes on holiday.
The gnome's guide to the world. I don't know. The gnome's guide to holidays.
Oh, God. How did he get around? Did he have, like, little gnome money or what? Was he actually a weeping gnome?
No, I don't know what they did. I think they, like, gave it little sombreros and everything. It was, I might Google it to see if there are pictures. Google stolen gnome, see what happens. Stolen garden gnome. Gnome travels world, there it is, pictures. Right. I don't think it has any. There's the woman. There's the woman.
I like how you recognise the woman.
Yes, well, she's an old lady. Of course I'd recognise her.
Because all old women look exactly the same.
Yeah, but I don't think I can find any pictures. Oh, hello, I think I found some. Oh, here we are. Okay, if I link this to you, but it has a, it's in Mumbai, in Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, China, Hong Kong, and Laos. For all the locations it was had pictures of.
Because pictures work so well in a podcast.
No, I'm not going to link the pictures. I just want to explain where it was. And it climbed mountains. It sunbathed in Thailand. It was beautiful. And that was it. It returned back with a photo album. For anyone who is listening, just Google Stolen Garden Gnome Travels World. And you'll find it. It was an old BBC thing.
I'll put the link in the description of the podcast episode, and I'll probably end up making it into the icon for the podcast.
The garden gnome, yeah. Oh, this podcast is just gonna, it's just all it's going to be about gnomes, cheese, and wine.
Yes. Oh, good gods.
Although we haven't actually talked about cheese yet.
Cheese. So what would be your favourite cheese?
It sounds stupid. Well, it sounds boring, but cheddar will always be my favourite. Although I am very much a Red Leicester person now.
Really? I'm not exactly a fan of Red Leicester.
I enjoy it. No, I'm not very open with cheese. I don't like very many flavours.
I like Applewood Smoked and Edam and Stilton primarily.
I've never actually tried Stilton. I think
it's the kind of thing that you're terrified of tasting, and then it's gorgeous.
You look at it and go, oh, no. But one day I will, and I will probably love it.
Oh, I hope you do. I've had sandwiches of Stilton, and it's like a cross between mold and Philadelphia and something entirely Stilton. But it's wonderful and extraordinarily odd in its manner.
I think the reason why I don't eat it is for the fact that, you know, people say it's basically mould. Like, oh, but then you get other people saying, well, it's gone off cheese, you know. Well, isn't that what cheese is, really? Isn't that what cheese is? It's gone off milk, really.
It's there's left butter, which is milk that's been shaken around for a bit, and then there's cheese, which is milk that's gone bad.
I remember when I was a young boy, and I used to have a shelf above my bed, and I always had a glass of milk every night. And, one night I felt ill and didn't drink it, and the bottle got hidden behind something. And after about 2 months of forgetting this glass was there, I looked back and it was proper cheese. It was the holy grail of cheese, like actual holes in the cheese. And oh, it smelt absolutely foul. I didn't
Good
taste
God.
It, but it was rather hilarious at the time. It was more the fact that we had the spring clean, and my mum goes, "What is this?" Ooh. It was milk. I don't know what it is now.
That's astounding. At least you managed to recover a glass.
Yeah, but to be honest, the stain of where the cheese is took a while to get out.
Oh, well. That's astounding.
I think I'm going to open my Jaffa Cakes now.
Open your Jaffa Cakes? I think I'll join you.
There should be a rally every half an hour or something. You're allowed another Jaffa Cake. Or every 10 minutes or so.
I only have 48.
You only have 48 Jaffa Cakes? I only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 left! That's not fair! I may have eaten a packet already, though, so...
Nicely done.
Was that all you bought today? Was Jaffa Cakes and wine?
No. I did get some washing up liquid and various other things. I've stashed the washing up liquid in my bathroom so that I can do my washing up in my bathroom sink rather than going out to the kitchen, which is normally clogged with people and music and other such unlively things.
Why would you want to socially interact with people? What is it, madness?
Is it really socially interacting if you are washing up with your headphones on while other people talk?
Oh, well, I guess so, yeah. Well, it depends. They could be talking to you, and you could be talking to yourself.
Oh, God.
That could work, I guess, but...
One of them is tantamount to madness, but, Wait, what am I doing right now?
You're talking to yourself, dear. That's the thing. Well, I believe you're talking to me as well, but... we'll just say, isn't everyone mad? If you're not mad, you're different.
Indeed. Are you talking specifically about me, or...?
No, just everyone. I'm sure everyone is mad. Like me. What did I used to collect? I used to collect stickers for a living.
For a living?
No reason at all. But I don't know what I did that. And then I decided one day, no, and I set fire to them all.
Really?
Yes. Like, they weren't even stickers taken off the thing. They were on the sticky pad. They were still in the patches. Patches? Packets.
I used to collect two things. Stuffed animals, mainly. Of specific types. Squid.
Okay.
And tortoises.
Okay. I can understand the tortoises, but I'm a bit confused with squids. Is it tortoises? Is it tortoises or tortoise?
Tortoises.
Okay. I believe. Confused. Is it squid and squid? Multiple squid is squid.
Indeed.
Ever so confusing. Well, I mean, actually, it's ever so simple, really, but...
Well, the plural of octopus is still undecided, mainly. Different dictionaries say different things.
I love the names for groups of things, though. Like a murder of crows. Can you think of any others? I can't actually think. I just love them.
An orgasm of nerds.
Is that really? Or a mood of goths?
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Mood of goths. I like that. That should be a real thing.
A depression of accountants.
A cut of emos. See what I did there?
Yes. An agony of dentists.
An orchestra of musicians. Well. I don't know if that would work, because you can actually have orchestras of musicians.
That's true. It's true.
Sort of. It becomes a double... negative. Well, actually, no, it doesn't at all. What am I on about?
More of a double positive.
Yeah, I guess. More about musicians. I actually did something completely random this weekend. I'm sure you checked on my daily news, but or Twitter. I actually put, I bought a violin and I don't even play it. Why did I do that?
Because violins are awesome.
That's true. The only reason why I bought this violin is because it was half price. I don't play it. I don't know how. The only thing I've learnt to play it so far is God Save the Queen, the actual national anthem, not all the songs from the Sex Pistols or what the other one is it, U2 or Blur or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I was on the Wikipedia page for God Save the Queen yesterday, so oddly enough.
Couldn't have done it today. Couldn't have done it today. There's a blackout.
Indeed. Because people are so impressed for the sound of fire. Ah, it's wonderful. So, we still haven't discussed what the sound of fire would be if it was an actual physical sound that one could hear with one's ears rather than hear with one's iPod.
Well, the sound of thigh for me would probably, like, when I think of thigh, I think of actually, you're like in a thigh. You know when you walk and you get the chafing sound of jeans catching together?
Yes.
I think that would be the sound of thigh. So, hang on, if I pick up a pair of jeans and actually make the noise, so if I go... That would be the sound of thigh.
Oh, God, terrible puns.
But that's the first thing that comes to mind. Unless...
Oh, amazing,
it would be that or big trumpets going... So, yes, that's my take on it. No, it's more like, you know, royalty coming down the road, and then you have to have all the trumpets up, and the carriage goes through, and you're doing the Queen's wave at the hand. Yes, hello, everyone.
I'm doing the Queen's... Oh, good God.
you've got
this... Imagine the Clive speech at Christmas time.
That'd be beautiful, I think. Do you know, that should be an actual movie. The Clive speech.
Oh, good God.
So, absolutely. It's like a half an hour YouTube video of you just stuttering, going, I don't know how to do my podcast, help. And someone trains you to be able to speak properly on it, and you acquire your voice as you do now. Maybe it should be like that.
And it leads so it's basically on and this podcast just with our names switched around.
Yeah, I guess that could work, yeah.
Except you can actually talk slightly better than me.
Okay, then here's a good question for you. If just say that was actually made into a film, who would you get to play you?
I don't know. I have heard it said that both Julian Assange and Noel Edmonds,
as
they
in
apparently both look like me.
Noel Edmonds, as in the presenter of Deal or No Deal.
Yes.
Okay.
yes, I hadn't thought of it either.
Oh, I don't know who I'd get to play me, to be honest. Well, the only problem is I can only think of American actors. I can't think of any British ones. So I'd probably end up having Zachary Quinton. Is it Quentin or Quinton?
I can't honestly say.
Or don't you know who he is?
I don't know who he is.
Okay, have you watched the Star Trek film?
Probably, I think so.
The new Star Trek film, or reasonably new, it was the guy who played Spock.
I've just Googled him.
Yeah, if you Google Spock film...
Google Spock.
There's a say, or Zachary...
There's a picture of Rob.
No, Zachary Quinton, because he has my eyebrows. That was all I was trying to get to. I went on a big tangent of all about, oh, yes, he played Spock, blah, blah, blah. And then I should have just said, he has my eyebrows and has a slightly deep voice. Yes, that could work. And I look like him when I slick my hair back.
Well, so all he has to do is get a hairdryer. And then he looks like you.
The one thing I never understood with Spock, though, is why did he have a bowl cut?
I can't honestly answer that question.
Of all the haircuts you have in the universe, and you choose to have a fringe that's straighter than the timeline. As I say,
you're insulting.
If you change timelines, they could go off tangent. Okay.
That would explain the rest of his haircut.
Well, all goes down to the side and off the back, and might explain the first Star Trek film as well.
Indeed.
Although they are making another one now with, I believe it was the guy who plays Sherlock, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Rob Cush, with all your movie news.
Yeah, you should have a news corner, a movie news corner or something, and it's just useless information about films. I don't know what it's going to be called.
If I had a movie news corner, I would probably just tell Twilight to go stand in it.
No, you'd tell Twilight and then you'd lose every listener. Unless you do like Twilight, then I'm leaving. Tell me you don't like Twilight.
I don't like Twilight.
Oh, thank God for that. I got worried for a second there. I was almost going to hang up.
Oh, dear. Well, several people have just unsubscribed from the podcast. But that's fine.
That is madness. How dare they?
No, well, this is the sound of fire.
Do they know that I'm going to be on it? Surely there should be more.
Maybe that was why.
What, they know I'm coming on it? So they're like, no, mustn't listen. It's because I've disappeared from the internet, isn't it? This is the only appearance I'm making so far.
That could be part of it.
Yes, I will come back eventually when I feel I'm ready.
Maybe they're offended. Maybe they blame you for all of their problems.
Like everything, yes. Yes. They don't even have to know me, they just blame me.
Oh, sorry, I just lost my place on my script there. What came after If Only They Knew Me?
If Only They Knew Me?
Yeah, your line.
Sorry. Oh, yes.
Your cue line?
If only they knew me. I'm afraid I have no idea. If only they knew me, I think it was... or if they didn't, I think it was, they can still blame me.
Okay.
Are you writing? Are you writing this, or is this being recorded? Hang on, what? Your script? I'm really confused. Oh, you just bullet.
Sorry, I have a transcript of this.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. This is going to be the break bit that you're probably going to cut out.
No.
Hang on, I could stop and record and check, but I can't remember. I should have kept a log of this.
No. Don't worry.
Okay. Clive, may we play a game?
Very well. While away the hours, instead of, you know, actually recording a podcast.
So, you were explaining the games to me earlier. What game should we play? Do you want to play a new one that you were thinking of earlier, or shall we play a classic?
Well, perhaps we should ease people in gently with reintroducing things that we already have.
Okay. So what would you like to do? I'm going to let you choose. Otherwise, I'll be too confused and go, I don't know.
Up until now, we've only done the Inventions game, which is badly named and badly described, and it also has no rules whatsoever. But Wikipedia's down, so we can't actually play that. Because you kind of need to see the full page to do that. unless you can actually remember lots of things. For example, I was telling people about who invented the paperclip because they thought it was a Norwegian, but they were wrong. Why do I know this? Well, and why am I telling you? I'm telling you because we are going to play the anti-word association game.
Oh, fantastic.
Where you attempt to not associate words. And if you do associate words, then your opposition has the opportunity to call you out on this by associating words in reply. Complicated and yet simple.
I do believe, I may be incorrect, but is it you can challenge them by connecting it with 2 points, is it? Is it 2 steps away? So you go, just say I said cheese and, I don't know.
The number of points is irrelevant.
And cheese and pie, okay. So you think like, you know, cheese is food and food is pie. Is that, does it, oh you can connect it no matter what, you mean? No matter how.
Yeah, so you could go, pie can be made with wine and cheese and wine, so that's that.
Okay, that's fine. Yep, okay, that makes sense.
You can use as many connections as you damn well like, just to make it absurd.
Right, would you like to go first or shall I?
It's up to you.
Since I am the guest, I will go first, and I will say cheese.
Oh, very well. Clock.
Guitar.
Asbestos.
Jaffa cake.
You don't want to get asbestos in your Jaffa cakes.
No, you can keep that as far away as possible.
I think that's a connection. So,
no, that can't be a connection, surely.
Surely.
Has there ever been a case in history, in all of history, of getting asbestos in Jaffa cakes?
Let's Google it. Google knows the answer to everything.
Are you going to Google asbestos in Jaffa cakes and see what comes up? If there is something, I will give you my hat. Well, the term of phrase, I won't actually give you my hat. I like my hat too much. Is there a phrase or no? Is there anything? I mean,
there are links, but not what I've said.
Asbestos and Jaffa cakes. I'm googling it just to make sure as well. It's nothing really. They've it says in certain cakes, but not Jaffa cakes.
How do you even? Wow.
How did I find that? I'm very quick at looking at websites. That's as far as it goes. They've made asbestos popcorn.
He actually uses time dilation. He's actually talking like this. Clive, you must think me an imbecile.
I travel at the speed of sound, and you travel at the speed of Clive. Speed of pie.
Indeed.
Pie, yes. Right. Okay. So, are you counting that as a challenge, or shall we continue?
It truly doesn't matter. We're not counting points because it just leads to complications.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, I was hoping I'd go. I'm a winner, but no, no one wins.
You're a winner if you get a correct challenge.
Ah, okay, that's fine. Well, I don't count that as a correct challenge, so you have to choose. Go on, continue, dear.
Very well. Bottle.
Shoelace.
Dordogne.
Oh,
Just gotta hope there's no shoelace factories in the Dordogne.
I would Google it, but I don't know how to spell Dordogne.
Excellent!
Let alone say it. So, if I say portal gun.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Snuff.
I don't think I can connect that. No, I'll have to...
Good luck.
I'm thinking so rapidly in my head, and I'm like, how is this possible? But no. Dragon.
Wow, now I really want to use a dragon to light my snuff.
Yes, but I don't
why
think
you would
it's
light
possible.
Your snuff, I don't know.
What a waste of snuff.
Kind of bad. If you just sniff it and your face is covered in flames.
You lose your beard and everything.
Oh, God. Fault.
Fault, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The only problem is I can only think of connecting things now. Like, oh, but we're playing anti-word. Anti-word, damn it. I know.
Oh, no.
Osama bin Laden. There, try that one exercise. Oh, okay. Oh, Neil Patrick Harris. Do you even know who he is?
Concentrate.
Oh.
I do, but, oh, God.
I can challenge that. Concentrate. He has to learn his lines, doesn't he? So he has to concentrate on learning them.
Are you sure?
Unless you mean concentrate as in, like, orange juice concentrate.
Ah, well, ambiguity is part of the game.
Ah, okay. Well, he could drink orange juice.
Oh, good God, no!
I would say to Google, does Neil Patrick Harris drink orange juice?
Oh, dear. Okay. I'm going to accept that.
You're going to accept that
as a correct challenge.
Oh, yes. I win! Oh, wait, no, we haven't finished. I literally had a motive earlier of going, I need to beat him, I need to beat him. I don't know, have you been beaten before, or can you not remember, or was it just fun?
I've lost rounds before.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
No, I am undefeated, you are the first.
That's what you should have said, yes. Neil Patrick Harris does drink orange juice. He makes cocktails with it as well. He has
Does he drink it from concentrate?
Yes.
How can you prove this?
I don't know, I was just guessing. most orange juice has concentrate in it, doesn't it?
Most of it does, but he might be particular about it.
Well, they have a website that's dedicated but
then
to what
then
Neil Patrick Harris drinks.
You could just say Neil Patrick Harris is particular about his orange juice. He doesn't like it concentrated.
Oh, yes, I could.
That's one hell of a tenuous link.
Ha ha. Told you I've been practicing this game.
Oh, good God.
Okay, let's go. Energy.
Spectator.
Time Lord.
Oh, you got me then. Ah, oh, you nearly had me. That was so close.
What, could I have connected that?
No.
Or...
I had a word prepared. That's the thing. You're not supposed to give your opponent enough time to come up with something.
Oh, okay. Right, I'll be quicker this time. This is where I just look round my room.
Well, it's like a sign function. The faster you are, the slower I'll be.
Yes, okay.
And if I'm slow, then that gives you more time.
See, can't you tell I'm just delaying you now to think of more things?
Oh, God, yes. Must think of something... idle. Oh, crap!
You're just giving that one to me, aren't you?
Yes.
If anyone doesn't know who I am, whatever gathering there is, usually I dress up as Doctor. The Doctor, not Doctor Who. I always said that. How dare I? Yes, and if you do say you're dressed as Doctor Who, walk away before I hurt you.
You're supposed to say Watson.
Yes. Dr. Watson, of course. I do have a walking stick, which I'm actually holding as we speak, so I could be Dr. Watson.
Astounding.
So, yeah, I'm not even going to explain that connection there, because it's too obvious.
I think wine was a bad idea for this game. I could just be blaming my failure on it.
I'm on my second glass. I'm not too far in, but I drink sociably with wine. Mm. I enjoy it too much. My dad used to make it. My mother used to drink it. Was the rule in the house.
Shall I start this round?
Yes, go on then.
Illustrated.
Ooh. Sword.
Nearly had me there as well. I'm beginning to fail quite badly.
How much mulled wine have you had so far?
Too much. Ah, oh, bugger it. Swords can be connected to anything.
Not necessarily.
Well, no.
I could think of many things that swords can't be connected to.
Lucky bastard. Chromium. Crap!
Yes, I'm not going to connect that, because I was thinking of very different things that could beat sword easily. Like, you could have said deodorant, or tissue, or... just look around your room. I'm sure there's things that wouldn't connect with sword.
Ah, but I could connect deodorant and tissue. It's terrible.
How could you connect deodorant and tissue?
Who uses a sword?
Oh, okay. So you have King Arthur. And then...
a King tissue Arthur. For King Arthur. I don't think they had tissues
blows his nose
or deodorant.
Well, then you have King Arthur, the actor who plays King Arthur. And then he could clean himself with tissues or deodorant.
That's more likely. Not the actual King Arthur, then.
Oh, no, of course.
He obviously used a handkerchief. Made of chainmail.
No, he didn't use handkerchiefs. He used maids. He'd just call the maid and then blow on their dresses.
No, on their hair.
Oh, well, long silky hair. No, Maid Marian. Is it Marian? No, it's what's her name? Guinevere. That's it.
Oh dear.
What's Maid Marian? That's Robin Hood, isn't it? I've forgotten what you said completely now.
Excellent.
Something chrome? I don't know. Chromastone is all I can think of, and that's not a real thing.
Oh dear.
Chromastone is a Ben 10 character.
Okay, let's start a new round, just because I don't want you to do anything.
Okay, that's cheating. But I'll let you off.
It's not cheating. There's not really any rules.
All right, let's think of something. Ooh. Butternut squash.
Oh, good gods. I'm getting bad at this now. Nope, that won't work either, Clive. It's not helpful.
I am silicon. The king. Silicon? Ooh. Oh, I don't think I can connect that. Well done.
That was difficult.
Oh, God,
you are good at this game.
Oh, I really have no idea. No, all the things I'm thinking you could. Like, I don't know why I was thinking bunny rabbits, but would you inject silicon into bunny rabbits?
I would hope not.
You know, they always test everything, don't they?
Hmm.
Let's say glue stick.
A glue stick.
Yes, that's as far as I can go without connecting anything. I don't know why I even thought of that, to be honest. But now try and think of something else besides a glue stick. I bet you won't.
Yes, you have cornered me a little bit here. Narnia.
Oh my god, I can't even think of something that would connect to that. No. No. No, because books weren't stuck together with glue sticks, were they? No. I was thinking of saying Narnia is a... storytelling book, or a book, so the original story, and then glue sticks stuck books together. But they don't. They factorize them. Or make them in factories. And... how are books made? How are the pages stuck together? Is it wax?
It's gum.
Gum, okay.
They also use string sometimes. Or thread. Depends on what type of book. Now, why do I know this? Books have a multiple of 8 pages.
Right.
Pointless facts with Clive. Not a game at all.
I'm going to think of pointless facts later as well. And see. Okay, something that can't connect with Narnia. Shampoo.
Big Ben.
I was thinking of saying porn star. Can you? No, but you can connect that. I think can you?
Quite easily.
Yes, of course. Oh,
that's why you're thinking of it, Rob. subconscious.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, why did I even... I was there going, in my head, I'm trying to say to myself, no, you can't connect it, you can get away with it. Obviously not, it gives it away in the title of Big Ben. Okay, right, I think of something...
Oh, homonyms, you're so helpful.
Stephen Fry's autobiography.
Aphrodisiac.
Oh, that's a good one. Because there's nothing you can't connect with Aphrodisiac, really.
Except possibly Stephen Fry's autobiography.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe.
Depends what you wrote.
It depends how you wrote. There could be that word in it somewhere.
Oh, good God.
I'm not going to read it now, it'll take too long.
There are several of Stephen Fry's autobiographies.
Right, the Fry Chronicles is the one I currently have in my hand.
Of course, you have it with you.
Of course, why would I not?
The only way for you to actually get a word.
Why would I not? Oh, what a genius idea. I'll just open a page, look through, and go, so aphrodisiac, if I said cherubs.
Cherubs? I'm going to tease you by going through a direction which is actually word association. But by several layers, so probably not too easy.
Well, so far I don't think you have... Well, you've won one round. I've won two, so we'd be even.
Leopard.
Collaboration. I was going to say saxophone, because that was the first word that I read. But I could imagine a leopard playing saxophone if trained well enough.
Wow. I'm not entirely sure of the feasibility of that.
You never know. They've
this
got
this game will take approximately 10 years to play as we attempt to teach a leopard to play the saxophone.
They've taught a seal to play play a saxophone. Have you ever seen that on Earth?
No.
Well, I don't think it's actually a real saxophone. I don't think he's actually really playing it either. But,
well, they taught a cat to play a keyboard, so...
Well, he wasn't really taught, was he? He just sort of presses down and goes...
Isn't that what we all do?
Yeah, that's true. I think I want... Later I might get out the violin and, like, end the podcast with God Save the Queen or something. That's the only thing I can play, and it's not fair.
Amazing.
I will stick with... Collaboration.
Wind.
Collaboration. Okay, I'll try and make a connection. It's completely random, but I'll give it a go. If you have a collaboration in videos, such as YouTube, you could make them outside in gatherings where they could be a windy day.
Bugger me. That is an exceptionally good one. You must have much better wine.
Haha. Yes, but I haven't had as much wine as you, I don't think, though. How much have you drank so far?
Two mugs. I don't know what that is.
Two mugs. Oh, you're not even drinking in glass.
No.
That is the true student life.
Well, it's mulled wine. You don't drink mulled wine from a glass.
Well, you could.
You could, but it might damage the glass.
Well, you'd have to. Well, you could do the whiskey glasses. They especially hold mulled wine a lot better.
Hmm. Expert advice, there.
Okay. I think I'm quite happy winning that round.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Oh, I've just pulled out the violin, but mind you, it could be very loud.
Good luck.
Oh. I'm not actually going to play anything, partly from the fact I just realised it is rather late in the evening, and we have neighbours. The only thing that gets shouted out of my window is abuse. Every night we have World War III, but with cats outside my window. There's
excellent.
So many cats around where I live at the moment that every night all we hear is meow, meow, from about 8 o'clock in the evening till about midnight every night. If I opened my window now, you'd probably hear meow somewhere.
It's quite difficult for me with different audio scenery, because when I lived in Weymouth and I opened my window, there was always a fountain that I could hear, and just about birds, and that's it. But here, the volume and type of birds are entirely different. And they're rather annoying.
How loud is it where you live at the moment? Well, of course, the university.
Depends what you mean. If you mean, like, natural noise, not too loud. But if you mean... student noise, then pretty loud on occasion.
As in background noise, so yes, you know, like you open your window.
Well,
not too bad.
It's birds, mainly.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. I remember when visiting your university, that was a... It's sort of out of the way, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite.
I don't know why I said that, like, isn't it? Yes. Of course, yes. It is a Bard Kingdom Brunel's university, so it's even fantastic. Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned that. Now they know where to find you.
You say that, apologies. But Isambard Kingdom Brunel didn't go there, and he didn't found it, so...
Well, yes, but... okay, I'll stay quiet.
You know, if you put a... If you use a clockwork jockstrap, you could wind up a nutcase.
Oh, dear, Clive. Oh, dear. That was terrible. Hilarious, but terrible.
Exactly. It's the best thing ever.
Do you know what I think I feel like giving you? I feel like giving you a useless fact. should I do that?
Yes.
I don't know. I could think of a few. There was once a man who was arrested for the robbery of vending machines, but he posted his bail with quarters and got away with it from the vending machines.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. I think I only have one more useless fact to retaliate that with. So once I lay this card down, I will be entirely defenseless. There are only two species of poisonous lizard in the world.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
One of them is the Komodo dragon.
So say, I love the Komodo dragon.
And the other one is a bearded lizard.
Is the bearded lizard poisonous?
I think it's the bearded lizard. It might be the horned lizard.
As I say, I think it could be the horned lizard from the fact that bearded lizards you can keep as pets. I don't think you'd allow them if they were that poisonous.
No. But lots of snakes are poisonous, but no actual lizards.
Ah, yes. I can give you a very strange fact from the fact that I wanted this as my job when I was 14 years old. Really? In a comical sense, by the way. Don't take this seriously. But did you know that you're not legally allowed to star in porn until you're 18. However, you can direct porn at 16. But you're not allowed to star in it till you're 18. So, when I was younger, I wanted to be a porn director. I don't even know how I found that out. It must have been years ago, but...
From personal experience, I imagine.
Well, to be honest, I haven't had my personal experience with actual porn stars or any porn directors, to be honest. I've never met any, so... Well, not of knowing, anyway.
Well, from experience, I can say that if you mix tea and coffee together, it's not toffee.
Oh, dear. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know.
A stick?
Ah, excellent jokes that I did actually know.
Oh, dearie me. The only problem is, when I think of jokes, I just think of ones my dad tells, which aren't suitable for the internet. They're either racist, sexist, homophobic, or just downright rude.
Excellent. That's the best kind of joke, honestly.
I think I could probably get away with the sexist one, maybe. The only one I can think of was, if a car hit a woman... The question you should be asking, what is the car doing in the kitchen?
Oh, well. It's bad and sexist.
Exactly.
You know, on Monday, my hamster died. Fell asleep at the wheel.
That's awful. That's brilliant and awful at the same time. This is joke hour, isn't it? Where we just continue. I don't think I can think of another one, to be honest. A man goes into the doctor's and goes, "Doctor, doctor, I've got a steering wheel stuck in my trousers." He goes, "What seems to be the problem? It's driving me nuts."
I'm pretty sure you've told me that one before, but it gets better every time.
Oh, dearie me.
Do you know that that magazine for people who speak to inanimate objects? Hello, magazine.
Oh, dearie me. That's it's funny because it's true.
I have thousands of these.
I honestly can't think of another. Or what do you do if you throw a piano down a mine? A flat minor.
Oh God. Oh God. That was astounding.
It's an awful but clever joke because it connects with musicians and musical instruments and pianos and haha.
For those of you who don't know.
Yeah, do we have any musicians listening in?
I hope not.
Well, I haven't heard any music so far, so. Well, the only thing you've got so far is a note from my violin, which is ever so slightly out of tune.
Do you have, an idea of what you think the sound of fire would be if it was an actual sound rather than a terrible podcast?
I think that it would be, like, sounds like different musical instruments, different notes, like say, the Glockenspiel and the harp, and just things that sound very pleasant and whimsical type of things. But it wouldn't be them in particular. It would be those interpreted by MIDI sounds. Pleasant sounds that are just have a whimsical quality to them. Like pleasant things. Like you could hear like a violin or like a harp. Some kind of bells that are tinkly and pleasant and yeah. But the MIDI interpretation.
So would it be like an amalgamation of all these, or would it be some kind of cross between them?
No, it would be an amalgamation. It would be like, you know, you'd hear like different like accordion notes, and then like, have you heard say like anything from the movie Amelie? Any of the instruments used on that, which include the accordion, that would be, you know, tinkly, pleasant piano notes would be in there. Yeah, it would sound like that, but the MIDI version.
Yes, it would have to be the MIDI version, just to make it sound a little bit more quirky.
Yeah, exactly. Because it couldn't just be...
That's real, almost.
Exactly. You couldn't just have that. Like, otherwise, it wouldn't be the sound of Fi. It would just be some sounds, and it would be pretty awesome, but it wouldn't be the sound of Fi. Once you put the MIDI in there, then you've got the sound of Fi.
I just realized I read a lot of extraordinarily bland things on the internet. For example, I once spent an hour reading the entire history of the Heinz Company.
Okay, that's very strange. I just seem to waste my time on Twitter or Tumblr. That's the problem. I've become addicted to Tumblr now, which is horrible. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
Disease?
It is. Tumbleritis, isn't it? But literally all you do is you go down and you go scroll, 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 ooh, reblog, scroll, scroll, and about 3 hours of your life have been wasted away without you realizing.
That sounds simultaneously terrible and a little bit like Twitter, except that Twitter has a limit and you can't really post some things.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, whilst Tumblr has no limits, really.
Tumblr, this limit does not exist.
Nowadays, you just go, oh, I've got my phone to the internet. What's strange is you just imagine, like, basically 10 years ago, we only just had the internet. There was no Twitter, there was no Facebook, there was no... there's no YouTube either. My God, where would we be without YouTube? You know when I was mentioning Tumblr a minute ago?
Yes.
I mentioned it, and I suddenly went onto it, and all I've done is scroll at the moment whilst talking to you.
Scroll.
Oh, I thought we were doing spam. Okay, right. Close Tumblr. How dare you? I told you, it's a disease. You can't get rid of it.
Someone sent me a file. Virus.virus. Seems legit.
I've just realised we have a major issue on my hands at the moment. I'm almost out of wine.
What, you've almost finished the bottle?
No, I mean, well, the bottle's downstairs. I had a couple glasses brought up.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
I could get more, I mean, but I'm not going to. Hmm. Not at this moment in time, unless I need to have a break in a second, which I might do.
This is the sound of Fi. You will listen or be exterminated.
Ecology.com. Benefits of real butter.
What did you Google butter for?
I don't know.
I have a funny story, actually, recently. Of my friend had a housewarming party. And we all got...
Housewarming party, then.
A housewarming party, yes, of course, housewarming party. You know, the whole maid and everything, and she gets to clean everything. And whoever's sick, she wipes it up.
Oh, God.
No, it's a housewarming... I can't even say that word, unfortunately. Right. Anyway, we all got rather intoxicated. And usually the rule is, if you're the first one to pass out when drinking, something will be done to humour us. Like, I mean, usually it's... your face will be drawn on or something like that. But this time we decided we're going to use butter. So we...
Butter?
Well, I didn't. We buttered someone's face up. It was hilarious at the time. I don't know. I think it's more of a you had to be there. But of all the things we could cover his face, we couldn't find a pen to draw on. The closest thing we could find to pen...
I suppose he likes you a lot more now that you've buttered him up.
Was butter. Butter me up, boys.
Oh, whenever I think of housewarming, I just think of someone throwing Molotov cocktails at.
Have you heard the joke about the bed?
No.
It hasn't been made up yet.
Try Bina. Try Bina.
Aha.
Hello and welcome back. I've realised something. My voice is rather similar to you. I think it may be because when I listen to people, I seem to imitate them. I don't know why. But, like, I talk, and then I hear your voice, and I'm like, yes, hello, yes, yes.
Oh, God, I just realised something.
What?
We don't have a fake guest yet.
Dun, dun, dun. Stephen, the animal expert, and he's good at animal impressions, as far. So
he is, Stephen. Is that his talent?
Stephen, take it away. G'day, how are you?
Oh, you're an Australian.
Of course. Where else would I be from? So say animal experts, they're all from Australia.
Yes, yes, of course.
As I say, I work best with crows. I can do crows quite well. You can go,
You okay?
Or there's a...
Oh, no, that was an impersonation. Oh, I see. I'm very sorry.
Or there is the turkey, which I believe you saw earlier. Take it away, Steve. It's Stephen. Okay, Stephen, sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
That was awful, sorry.
It was like it was in the room.
Then there's a... what else is there? There's the dog. Or the cat. Or...
I don't suppose that's quite like the sound from outside Rob's window every night.
No, the sound from outside his window every night is... That is literally the sound every night. I seem to be...
Now,
sorry.
There is quite a lot of controversy over your job, because a lot of people say that you use a tape recorder. Is this true?
I do use a tape recorder, but that's only to record my voice. Now, of course, I did use a tape recorder in the past to record the animal noises to learn, but I never actually used them to pretend or imitate. I would always do the voice myself. Would you care to ask any other animals you'd like me to try and imitate?
Well, I'm rather partial to squid.
Squid? I could try. It may be incorrect. I haven't done squid in a while, but we'll see what we can do. Well, it depends. We could do the Zoidberg style.
Wow.
Or there's the actual squid tentacle. Although squids don't actually have a voice box, so they can't actually make any sound.
I think I know what this podcast is going to be entitled.
What's it going to be called?
Gnomes and Animal Noises.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
It does. It does. Oh, what a perfect combination.
Gnomes and Animal Noises. Oh, brilliant. There was the... I used to do a fantastic... I can't remember. Fantastic... goats. That's it. Goat. The goat. Meh. Meh. Well, there's the sheep. Oh, no, that's goat, sorry.
Meh.
Is a cow. That's it.
A cow?
Wait, this is...
Goat.
Meh.
And then there's the horse, which is...
Oh, God.
See? Are
you sure that's not the squid?
Oh, that does Brian Blessed. Yes, Brian Blessed. There you are. It's another animal for you.
That was impressive. Extraordinarily impressive.
Oh, thank you very much. That's pretty much my range, I'm afraid.
Have you climbed many mountains?
I've only climbed Mount Everest. That was to see the unsightly double-headed eagle. Only lives right at the tip of Mount Everest. Only ever... Two of them exist. They,
Well,
at the moment,
you can't really be sure if it's two or one.
No, there's two. There has to be a male and a female, and they lay two eggs, and then they die as soon as the eggs are hatched. And then the other two grow together, and then lay eggs together again, and then die, and then that's the routine. Surely you must have heard of the double-headed eagle.
It sounds a bit like some villages in Hull.
Don't you mean Bridgewater, down in Somerset?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Unfortunately, I've got to get back to the wilderness now, but it was lovely talking to you.
It was. It was wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm going to go back and make love to a kangaroo. So, until next time.
Ah.
See you later, mate.
Yeah, those kangaroos sure do have a kick.
Well, Stephen's gone now, but I actually have a joke about a kangaroo. It's quite funny.
You do?
Right. It's not so much a kangaroo. It's a posh woman goes to Australia, and she's looking around, and she wants to find a man. And she asks about it and goes, I want to find a man who's never been with another woman before. And so the guy looks around, goes asking, and he eventually finds one. So she takes him to a hotel, and it's this this Aborigine that's come from the outbacks. And she's like, oh, you've never been with another woman before? No, no. So they go into the hotel room. He locks the door and takes all the mattresses and puts them all up against the walls. She goes, what are you doing? He goes, well, if you're anything like the kangaroos, I'm going to need all the room I can get.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah, that's another awful joke for you. I'm sure it would have been better if it was told by Stephen. Who's the...
I don't know.
Have you had... what's your best imaginary guest so far?
Oh, God, that's a difficult one. I don't know. Maybe Umby's guest.
Who was he?
He was a computer programmer who didn't want to be a computer programmer. He lived in his parents' basement, and I think he wanted to be a professional gamer. but he was stuck in computer programming and knows nothing about computer programming.
I guess better the more you hear about it.
Reminiscing about past podcasts here on The Sound of Fi.
As I say, when you first said to me The Sound of Fi, that the reason why I made the noise of the thighs is because I honestly thought you said The Sound of Thigh. I was like, you've changed the name? Oh, Fi. Ah, yes. Well, you could say anything. The Sound of Pie. You could, like, take a bite into an apple pie and that could be the sound.
Oh, it could. Oh, that would be such a delicious sound.
Well, the nice little crunch and the texture. And that'll be the sound for your next podcast, I reckon.
Possibly. Very possibly. I don't know. Maybe it's the sound of me spraying my beard white.
Well, we saw enough of that at a festive gathering, didn't we?
Indeed we did.
You were a rather large Santa, weren't you?
Sure.
Yeah. I loved that costume. I love that you... Did you especially buy it for that, or did you buy it for the Blog TV originally? Was it Blog TV you did? Yeah, it was Blog TV.
I think they were both an afterthought.
Ah, yes. What?
I bought it because I wanted a Santa costume.
That's like me saying I bought a violin just because I wanted a violin. So say, mind you, though, you've probably got more use for a Santa costume.
It's a hard judgment call to make. You can't play God Save the Queen on a Santa costume, so...
We can't wear a violin. Well, you could, but it would probably be extremely painful.
I know many a man who's tried.
Oh, dear. Yes, well, maybe if you break it over someone's head and parts of it go everywhere, then maybe. I'm not going to wear my violin, dammit.
I much prefer a toupee.
No, it has to... Yeah, a ukulele toupee.
Ukulele.
Do you not know my style at all, man? God. I was going to say, don't you know my style at all, woman? But I decided your voice is too deep for a woman. Unless you're a very butch woman.
I don't know. It's hard.
You don't know if you're a butch woman or a man. How is that hard to tell?
Well, I am asexual, so I haven't had too much experience finding out. I haven't had a second opinion, in other words.
I always thought I was asexual, but, well, partly from the fact that eventually I found woman, and then I was like, no, I can't be, unfortunately. I didn't think about it for a while, but I like my ladies' friends too much.
That seems to be the way of quite a few people. It's odd. One of my friends, he claimed to be asexual, and then he started going out with another one of my friends, and essentially bragging about his exploits, which is extremely odd, but he was an eccentric, so I suppose I can allow that of him.
All right, fair enough. I wanted to tell a story earlier, didn't I, about my father?
Yes, but unfortunately I cut you off.
Do you ever name your applications? No, not applications, appliances.
I usually name them after something that is written on them. So not an actual name, and I probably wouldn't use a... I wouldn't personify them.
The reason I have called my laptop Phoenix, from the fact that it keeps rising from the dead, rising from the ashes. Like it will die, and then all of a sudden it will suddenly go, "Whoa, it's alive again!" So Phoenix is the baby's name. I love my laptop.
The baby's name.
She's not a baby anymore. She's a few years old. Getting old, dear. Getting old. Anyway, I was going to tell a story about my father. Yes. Oh, God, I sound like Draco Malfoy. My father's going to hear about this.
That was astounding.
My father will hear of this. Why did I go yes and then twiddle an imaginary mustache? Draco Malfoy does not have a mustache. That would be a great twist to Harry Potter, wouldn't it? If they all had mustaches. Oh, Gandalf did. But Gandalf was the... I mean... Dumbledore. Well, Gandalf had a mustache as well. Just happened to be the wrong kind of story.
One was a long, long time before the other.
Well, yeah, good point. And one's not even on Earth.
Well, it is. It's just a middle.
Middle Earth, yeah. Well, it's an alternative universe then, isn't it?
Well, yes. But you could define other meanings.
Well, where is London in Middle Earth then? Go on, find that one out.
Up.
Oh yeah, good point actually. I forgot it's actually Middle Earth. Then how does the sunlight shine?
How the hell do I know? Maybe it's transparent from below.
So they can see what we're doing. Oh good God. They watch me shower, the perverts.
Maybe we're like the sky, the stars. Oh. Or something.
Well, I guess. Aren't we all just stars in our own eyes? It was all about, yes, the adventures of my dad. It was just random ones because he was telling them earlier. But when he was young, he had a motorbike. He was very much into his motorbikes, and so was his brother. Mm-hmm. And when his brother first started dating my now auntie, or my uncle Herb, he was getting really excited for his first date with her, and my dad was just messing about. And in the garden... he was getting ready, and my dad kept sort of unplugging things from my uncle's bike. And so the bike wouldn't start, and he was getting frustrated and frustrated. The more, he was getting later and later. And then eventually, he left the bike fine, and it started up. And as he went in to get ready, to get changed, my dad tied the back of the bike to the washing line. And the only... And so the other problem is the washing line that my gran used to have was very stretchy and very like flexible. And so he gets on the bike and he starts driving away. And the washing line, you'd thought, oh, it would snap, you know, pull the bike a bit, maybe a bit of a laugh. But no, the bike went forward and then flung back and flung my uncle right back and landed in the pond.
Landed in the pond?
Yes.
Astounding.
And let's just say my uncle wasn't very happy with that, and my dad hid for a while. It was hilarious.
He's what side of uncle is he?
What kind of uncle?
What side was he on?
As in, what, Sith, or...?
Yes.
No, he's the good side now, but... Oh, you mean oh, you mean my father's side?
Hmm.
Yeah, he's my dad's brother, so yes, the actual Kosh family.
God, I wish I knew more about my family. Actually, no, I don't, because I like the mystery.
What do you mean by you don't know more about your family? As in stories, or am I
missing? As in, I know 2 generations back, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know that much about 2 generations back.
I know quite a few because my dad did his research. He wanted to find our family tree. But the only problem is, my great-great-granddad, I think it was, my great-great-granddad, yeah, that's it, two great-granddad, they all worked in the same quarry. So it went my great-great-granddad, my great-granddad, my father, and I've decided, no, I'm not going to work in this quarry. I'm going to move to London. So I'm breaking the generation. Which I don't know if he's too happy or not. Maybe one day when I'm older, if I don't get my fame and fortune, then I'll work in the quarry.
Probably takes some training.
It's quite a bit. Well, my dad's now the deputy manager, so he's done quite well for himself. Mm. He's been there almost, must be coming up 30 years, I think.
God, I just thought of operational research when I think of quarries and building things and digging. God.
I love that when you used to explain things in school, you know, you say, what do your parents do for your job? My dad's job, literally, was blow stuff up for a living.
Amazing.
I could put that down. Now he's more the sort of goes around making sure everyone's okay, because you have to be more sensible when you're the manager.
Only a little bit.
You know, he doesn't get to press the button to blow things up.
This is Lentonite. Kicks.
Although he did once when he was still doing all the explosives, he used to be able to package it all and put it into the containers. And they had a new recruit come along once. And the first day there, showing him back, my dad thought it'd be funny to carry a load of explosives. Excuse me. Sorry about that. He was carrying a load of explosives. And as he thought, oh no, I'll walk past this new guy. And he walked up with all the explosives and pretended to trip and, like, drop all these explosives. But the thing is, the explosives they have, they're basically sausages. You could throw them at walls, you could cut them into pieces, they won't explode. They have to be detonated by a spark or a charge. And he trips near this new guy, and the new guy panics, and he goes white, and he's there going, please, please tell me you're joking, please. And he's like almost in tears, and my dad's in hysterics laughing at this new guy. And like, what a lovely first impression for the day of working as quarry you must get. Of basically being terrified to death, thinking you might get blown up.
Yes. Oh, wow.
So these are some of the stories that my dad tells me. I do have a few others, but I'm going to save them for later dates eventually.
I don't know if you want to announce that formally.
I don't know why. I have a tendency to ramble about things that only matter to me. Like, I make memos in my head, except for when I say them out loud. I don't know why. Like, you know, you always like record yourself saying "note to self," do that.
No, I think you mean you always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I say that out loud. Like, you know, some people actually like record it on their phone. You know, sort of things like that.
Hmm.
But I say them just like randomly out loud, and people are going, "What are you doing? Are you mad?"
I don't even do that.
I think it's just because I'm mentally insane. I think that's the answer for it.
Well, I'd like to see someone physically insane.
You just look at them, hands.
You just look at them and go, oh, what the hell is that? What? Forearms, you're a person, good gods.
Forearms, 2 heads, 11 legs.
Sounds like my mother.
What a lovely childhood you must have had then.
Oh yes, asbestos for tea.
I was going to say, would you like to play another game?
Oh, what game would that be?
I was thinking Old Speckled Hen.
Oh, really? That'll be interesting.
I mean, because I've never actually played it before, and it did catch my, well, ear, because I would be pointless. This is a podcast, not a video. Yes, I'd like to play Old Speckled Hen, if that's okay with you.
Nope, definitely not. Yes.
Okay. No.
Just play Old Speckled Hen. For those of you who don't know, Old Speckled Hen is a game that I devised in which you attempt to create ways of opening a bottle of Old Speckled Hen, an ale we have here in England, named after a car that used to be used at a factory, or rather a brewery. And it's quite a good ale, I would say.
I'd say it's a very good ale. I enjoy it much. I'm not usually an ale drinker, though. I enjoy two different ales. I enjoy Old Speckled Hen and, what's it called? Doombar. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
It's basically... it's an ale, really. It's a very nice ale. It's the only drink that I can drink rapidly and not feel ill. It literally slips down your throat. It's that good.
Ales have very different textures, though.
They do,
ones,
yeah.
Because when I was in London, I mean, like, central yes, London, I had several different ales on one night, just tasting them all. And some of them were really smooth, and some of them were quite coarse in their flavour, quite strong, hoppy, as it were.
I've never tried that many, but I will eventually. It's probably the fact that I haven't been in London long enough to do the whole ale tasting experience.
So I don't have that big a selection.
Oh, I guess not, but it'll be nice to try new things. I think I'm very much, because I'm from the West Country, I just drink cider.
Yes. But then lots of people drink cider.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
it is very popular among people of your age. So.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's the best drink for it, really. Okay, to Old Speckled Hen then. Right, should you go first, since it's your game, and then I maybe might be able to understand it a bit more.
Perhaps. I'll just try and think of one. Yes, okay. You could get Brian Blessed to shout at it. I would open it.
You could go fishing, catch a shark, and then get its teeth and clamp it down to take the lid off.
Sounds like an excellent idea. But surely you could just, you know, use a bottle opener.
Well, you could, but where's the thrill in that?
I suppose the thrill comes after the opening of the bottle.
Way! Not the whole bunch of, I've just caught a shark, let's hope it doesn't eat my face.
Say you're in an aeroplane, and for some reason you have a bottle of Old Speckled Hen. You open the door to the aeroplane. Much inadvised, I would imagine, but you do it anyway. And you jump out of the door and you clamp the bottle into the door as you leave. And then you remove the bottle top. And that is how you would open a bottle of Old Speckled Hen.
The only problem with that, though, is surely you'd lose a lot of Old Speckled Hen when you're falling out of the plane. And the bottle's going,
depends if you try and drink it while you fall rather than screaming.
I wonder if anyone's actually done that, you know, have a drink whilst skydiving.
I don't know if they have time.
Well, it depends how high you are. A lot of time, you're like, I think roughly, if you're high enough, you can have about 2 minutes free fall, I think. I could be wrong.
What's the best way to land?
Down, I guess. Safely.
Well, I imagine landing up would be quite helpful.
Safely could be one. The best way to land, from skydiving? With a parachute.
Yes. On a bouncy castle.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
No, this is Old Speckled Hen, not best way to land.
I think we've created a new game here. Oh, dear.
Most certainly. I think it's your go.
Oh, okay. You're in a gentleman's club with the top hats and the monocles, except from a monocle is actually a bottle opener as well. So instead of moving around, you just take off the monocle, go kunk, and then monocle back on. There you are, old speckled head.
Wouldn't be a very comfortable monocle.
Well, it depends what side you
actually, most monocles are very comfortable, as I know from experience. Good God.
I've never worn a proper monocle. I've worn fake ones, like, you know, toy ones, but never an actual monocle.
Well, they're really odd, because you can't see with one eye, and you can't see with the other, because you have a monocle jammed.
You're squinting with one, aren't you? If you wear glasses and you want to wear a monocle, it's slightly pointless. Unless you have, like, one lazy eye, and then maybe...
It looks damn awesome, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have intermittent exotropia, so I kind of have one lazy eye some of the time.
Oh, fair enough.
But I don't think a monocle would help, because it just makes it worse.
I wonder if you could have glasses, just the one half of the glass, you know, like a pair of glasses, but you only have one side. It's like a monocle, but you haven't connected
to your
ear.
A pair of glasses with, like, one normal glass.
Well, you could, but I'm sure it would look better with, you know, half a pair of glasses. What's it called if you only had one half of a pair of glasses? Was it half a glass, half a glasses?
A spectacle.
Well, technically it could be a monocle then. God, then you
How
think of another.
I open... Ah, yes. You leave it on the counter. And then you get in your time machine and wait for the bottle top to rust away.
I did think of it. I don't know why I thought of this. Basically, you get the super adhesive glue, really strong glue, stick it to the top of the lid, and then stick the lid to the ceiling, and then you hang with the bottle on until it unclips and fall, and you have your bottle with you.
Why do so many of these include falling?
I don't know. I think falling's a good thing if you land well. If you don't land, then that'll be your last fall, really.
You could use super pressurized water to cut the top of the bottle off.
Yes. Or
they do use that in industrial applications. So, I mean, I suppose you could just throw it in the ocean and wait for it to boil.
Yeah, then you'd have like a sort of little stone for you, you know, a little memorial for your old speckled hen bottle.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to drink it, but...
Here's one for you. You could deep fat fry the old speckled hen bottle and then crunch off the top of the lid.
Wow. That's pretty clever. Might impair the flavour, though.
Well, you never know. Everything's better when it's deep fat fried.
I can't imagine how that would even work. Would you batter it afterwards?
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah. Oh, battered, yeah. I forgot about that. You can just deep fat fry it. Just cook it, yeah. Of course, batter it. You know, you need something to taste the flavour. Everything's better when it's battered.
Wow.
Did you hear there was a fight in the fish and chip shop the other day? Some fish got battered.
Oh, God, that's terrible. What a shame.
We're not in the terrible joke section anymore. Oh.
Yeah. Does that mean I can't say my pub brawls joke?
Go on, then. Since I told
pub brawls. Because he's not worth it.
Ah, that was actually quite terrible. That's probably worse than mine.
I say probably. definitely would be a more apt word. You know the film Birds?
I don't think I do.
Or the horror?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes.
It's about a load of ravenous birds driven crazy by the changing of the seasons and the tides and things. Well, if you had that, you could just leave the bottle outside and they'd probably peck it open.
Yeah. Well, surely if you put birdseed on the top of it, it'd peck it open anyway.
Well, you know, human flesh.
Oh, yeah, that could work. I could also do a nature one where you have some nuts that are left on just the inside of the bottle and squirrels come in and gnaw their way through to get the nuts, and then you've got the rest of the bottle.
It'll have loads of squirrel hair in it. It'll be amazing.
Not necessarily. Not if the nuts cut the top off, and then you take out the nuts, what's left of it. All the hair would be on the nuts, so problem solved.
Okay.
Perhaps you get extra flavour with it. Nut and ale.
Oh, well, I can't imagine what that would be like.
I don't even want to try it, partly from the fact that I don't eat nuts, so.
You could rub it in seafood, because otters are really good at opening clams, so you can otter to open. Now I just have an image of some guy just grabbing hold of an otter and clicking open.
Come on! I got a good one.
You do?
What you could do, you could go to the Antarctic, where the penguins are. It is the Antarctic, yes.
Yeah.
You could dress up your bottle of Old Speckled Hen in like a tuxedo, a very small tuxedo, of course. Slide it down the ice to where seals would come and eat, like, you know, where they catch the penguins and eat them, or killer whales, maybe.
Hmm.
Where they think the bottle was, and they'd bite the head off, but it would actually be the top of the Old Speckled Hen bottle.
That's amazing. Very dubious.
I might try that one day, if I ever go to the Antarctic. Note to self, remember to bring a bottle of Old Speckled Hen to the Antarctic.
Might need several, and it'll probably be frozen. That would be a shame.
Well, it doesn't matter. Oh, at least it'd be like a lollipop then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it's not supposed to be chilled, it's ale.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, fair point, actually, yeah.
You could show it to someone who collects bottle tops.
Yeah, well, yeah, mind you, though, would they keep it on the bottle? They'd panic and go, no, I can't, I don't want to ruin it, it would bend. Ooh, no, ooh.
It's like stamp collectors, they only want them if it's used.
Oh, fair enough, yeah, that's a good point. My mum used to collect stamps. She still has, like, all her Australian ones and things.
I have a couple of stamps. Oh, I know, I have two Brunel ones, which is amazing.
Ah.
I'm just going to, you know, ignore the fact that you just did one.
I thought you did one. No, you did the stamp. You did the stamp collector, or the bottle lid collector. I haven't done one yet.
Ignore me.
Am I rambling now without realising?
No.
What you could do?
You already realised. Don't worry.
I don't think I have realised. If I'm missing
sure?
something here. Well, I thought of another one. You go to the top of a pylon, you know, one of those metal pylons, and stand holding your Old Speckled Hen up, but you put a metal rod at the top of your Old Speckled Hen and wait for lightning to hit it, so it explodes and the metal will go...
I would much prefer to stand on the top of a mountain wearing full copper plate mail and shout, all gods are idiots.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
Smite me now or you're not real.
Well, you don't really want to say that. I suppose you could get a really, really big magnifying glass and focus it on the top of the bottle.
one little point, so it could and then you just open your mouth, so it's
like... You're just like, oh, well, it is warm.
I don't think I can think of any more now. I thought of maybe having, you know, those machines you get in arcades, you know, that pick up the toys that were always rubbish, you can never actually get them.
Yeah.
You have Old Speckled Hen, you pick up the bottle, but it picks up by the lid, and then it'll drop the bottle and only have the lid. So instead, you only get the lid, you don't get the bottle.
Amazing. You'll probably drop the lid as well, then. Yeah, but then the bottle will be stuck in there.
Yeah, fair point. Well, once it's filled up enough, you get enough of them, all the bottles spill over, and then it should leak Old Speckled Hen. And you'd have a lot of Old Speckled Hen to drink.
Well.
See, that's... all these things could be realistic.
What you could do is you could get a turkey baster and use it to pour some Sunny D over the top, and it's, you know, Sunny D, it's so,
yeah,
so corruptive, it would just burn the top of the bottle off.
Ah, yes. Simple idea. What a silly thing that was, Sunny D. It was enjoyable, but very
toxic.
Yeah, very toxic, yeah. I was thinking of dressing an Old Speckled Hen up as a chicken.
Why do your ideas always involve dressing a bottle of Old Speckled Hen as a bird?
And then taking it to a cockfight.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, rip each other's throats out and then take the lid off.
There we go. Another bird pecking the lid off thing. Amazing. Amazing.
But which one would you rather see? Just the savage birds?
The thing
or,
is, there's always a probability of the Old Speckled Hen winning.
Well, it falls over and accidentally crushes the birds. Ah! Oh.
Be one hell of a small cock.
Well, this is where just like all of us. Well, it depends how big the bottle of old speckled hen is. You know, you could buy like a keg or something, maybe.
A keg, old speckled hen.
That could work.
Oh well.
Just sort of, you know, of course, they're doing it on the top of a hill, you know, and then it rolls down. You just imagine the chickens running like, ah!
You wouldn't want to open it afterwards.
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't want to have it opened at all.
To be a lot of these scenarios we've thought of tonight, you probably wouldn't want to open the bottle afterwards. Or drink any of it. Well, it depends. Like, maybe not your your magnifying glass if it's heated up too much, because you don't want to be burning your mouth with ale.
You're just holding it upside down and getting bits of molten metal.
It's like forging, yeah, you know, like forge a sword or something, and then mold your sword into that thing with a heating molten metal. I wonder if you could do that with actual ale, you know, make it thick enough and hot enough to mold it into a shape.
I really don't know.
I may have gone off a bit of a tangent there. I have no idea what I'm talking about anymore, to be honest. I'm talking about things I don't understand. That's a new chapter for me. I think I need to take my medication.
Oh, God. You could get someone to try and use it as a pole vault.
Maybe you could get a load that play them as darts.
Play? Wow.
You know, you throw them at the dartboard. And if they stick in, you pull them out and the lid stays in. Although, mind you, you wouldn't want to throw another one at the same dart. Because it might break. I reckon this is all I'm going to be dreaming about tonight, is old speckled hen, different ways of being able to open a bottle. It's still going to be the shark one, I reckon. That's going to be my dream.
Dream or nightmare?
Dream, of course. Shark's not going to be attacking me, is it?
No, especially not if it's drunk from old speckled hen.
I wonder if anyone's ever done that. You know, they do scientific tests on all different kind of animals. I wonder if they've ever got a shark drunk.
Probably.
Do you know what I'm going to have to do? To Google.
Wow.
Can a shark get drunk? Some people have already asked this question. Oh, Mythbusters have asked this question.
Oh, good God.
It was all about, you know, sunken ships and if a shark swallowed a chest that was full of rum or something.
Right.
No one actually answered it, to be honest. This is...
There's a YouTube video that says drunk shark. And the description is, looks like this shark had one too many. And it's just what appears to be a dogfish swimming in circles vertically. He's doing the loop.
No, yeah.
It's positively astounding.
You might want to link this. It's just round and round in circles. When I meant link this, Clive, I didn't mean to me.
I've linked it to everyone. Oh,
even people who's not even. I'm just gonna link it on Twitter. Actually, just put it on. Yes. I'm not gonna say. Not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna link that. And that's it. There we are. Now, no tweeted drunk shark. That is it. No one's gonna even know what it is.
Wow.
Oh, shark! You're so drunk. Gnomes,
animal impersonations, and a drunk shark.
I think we've covered pretty much everything here. Another link for some reason. It's hungry alligator in a school cafeteria.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why, to be honest, but it's covered by CBS, which is the American news thing, I'm guessing. But the other problem is it's playing an advert at the start, so I still haven't actually seen it. Another link to that is Spider-Man wannabe stops shoplifter.
Well, that's impressive.
All the things, like, you wouldn't expect a spider, like, why would you dress up as Spider-Man?
Why would I dress up as Santa Claus?
Because Spider-Man's not real, and Santa is.
Yeah. Well, why would you dress up as someone who's real?
Good point, actually. Actually, a very good point, actually. Well, I dress up as the Doctor every now and again. He's real.
Yeah. Well, why do you do that?
I think, secretly, I want to be him.
Rob, I love you so much.
Oh, is it that stage where you just
if I had a penny, for every penny I had, I would have pennies.
A penny. I would have 5p.
Yes.
Do you know what we need? We need cheese and wine.
Cheese and wine.
Cheese and wine, yes.
Cheese and wine.
You'll have to watch the rest of those chin reviews.
Yes,
basically,
quite.
Before the podcast started, I linked Clive to this thing called the chin review, which is, how do I put it? It's a pair of chins, really, dressed in tuxedos, and they talk about different topics, and like they're a reviewing show, and they always go off topic, but they are absolutely hilarious, and that's something you should show the world, Clive.
Yes, well, this is a Sound of Fi exclusive chin review by Rob Carr.
And you may understand the whole reason of cheese and wine then as well. Cheese and wine, yes.
Cheese and wine.
Oh, dearie me. Well, on that note, Clive, I think...
And on that bombshell...
It's time to end the show. Thank you for watching. Good night. What? Okay, sorry. Just cut that note. Some of the things that is currently trending on Twitter, save porn.
Maybe Why? That's related to SOPA.
Maybe it was that whole porn star thing where you have to be 18 to star in it. But
that could be it. So you're trending without even having edited it. Wow, that's amazing.
Exactly. It's a miracle. Some of the strangest things trend. Ask Liam is the most trended on Twitter at the moment. But
Why?
Who the hell is Liam? Who is Liam?
I don't know. Let's just ignore these and make up our own stories. You should ask Liam why he was in the car park last night and what he was doing, because I've heard some things, and frankly, I think we all need to know.
Tell him next time he should make sure that his seatbelts are on, because otherwise the lights turn on and you can see what's happening inside the car.
Yeah.
And also the whole, he should probably get his suspension checked out, because the noise it was coming from was just irritating. And, the other four guys in the car weren't too happy.
No.
Well, they seemed to be having a good time. Don't know why they were all naked, but still.
Yeah, you've got to remember that there's CCTV, and that I'm always getting a copy.
What, CCTV?
Yes.
Your room is literally, you open a cupboard and it's just a room, another secret room full of CCTV footage of people dogging.
Well,
what a strange place.
Not just of that. We have several of you. Rob, you might want to, not discuss this anymore.
I'll probably stay quiet for now. Shut up, Clive, shut up! Okay, let's change the topic quickly. And weather today is cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Okay. Excellent.
See what I did there? Hey.
Yes, I do, actually. As a matter of fact. What?
I'm surprised. We should have done, like, a posh hour or something. Well, yes, what? Yes, tally-ho.
I'd just be making references to Woodhouse.
That's a good point, fair point. I don't know. I think I'd be picking up my cane and just walking around in my smoking jacket. I have a smoking jacket.
Oh, wow.
But I don't smoke, so it's kind of funny, really. I don't know. It makes
no
sense.
It's more of a steaming jacket.
Well, I sit in a sauna with it, and just, yes.
That everyone else is just like, you should really be naked, and you're like, this is my steaming jacket.
No, I'm not taking it off, no matter what. That'd
and then,
be brilliant.
And then old man Benson comes down and opens the greenhouse and said, what the hell are you doing in here?
do you know, that'd be a great like prank or something, maybe. You know, like, everyone's in a sauna, and then you just have people coming in dressed in tuxedos, you know, just sat down.
And just having a meeting, like a business meeting.
Have an actual business meeting. Someone brings in like a chalkboard and a... one of
just like,
things,
here, know, here's right the now. Slideshow. Just projecting it on the naked people in the room.
Oh, here's the profits we made, and it's like going up their leg. Ooh, look out.
Profits are up 10% and hair. You might want to, you know, get rid of that.
Profit.
Quite
profit.
Unsightly. It's on a mole as well. Oh god, it's disgusting. Come on, can you just move one inch to the right?
Profits are up 10%, and that's not the only thing that's going up by the looks of it.
Oh wow, this has been a very successful podcast. I blame the wine.
I don't even remember what we started talking about, let alone anything else.
Probably gnomes.
I don't know if that was right at the start, though. I believe the start was something like, how are you today? But that was about as far as it got.
Yes. We did start out quite awkwardly, but I like that about the Sound of Fire.
Well, everything's awkward.
We start out quite rigid, and by the end, we're all excitedly drunk.
Yeah, mind you, we have consumed wine, or mulled wine in your case.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't had a Jaffa cake.
Well, says you.
Oh, well, have you been eating them without me knowing?
Yes.
You didn't ask my permission. You just went ahead and ate Jaffa cake.
I have 24. Well, no, I don't. I actually have 4 now.
What?
You've
had 20 without me knowing.
All I had for dinner was a sandwich.
Should have been a Jaffa cake sandwich.
I didn't have any Jaffa cakes at that point.
I made a Jaffa cake sandwich once.
I made when I was younger. A fish finger and mashed potato sandwich.
That has got to be rather strange.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, put anything
it was overflowing.
Bread. I'm trying to think of what's the strangest sandwich I've ever made. Well, I guess the Jaffa cake one. It basically, I entered the competition, and it was the sandwich making competition. You know, what would be your favourite sandwich? They said. And I literally put, like, all my favourite foods in it. Like, it had fried chicken, Sunday roast potatoes, Jaffa cakes, polos, as in the mints, and something
not polo
else.
Polo ponies.
No.
You like no, your what? Meat fresh?
Listen, the horse, the pony isn't even dead. It's still in there. Just bread stuck to a pony.
You wake up and there's a horse sandwich next to your head on the pillow.
Yeah, what a horse head sandwich.
I'm just like, I think my sandwich is looking at me.
To be honest, who was the first, you know, they always say, like, you know, you might wake up with a horse's head next to you. Hmm. Who the hell was the first person to think that was a good idea? Of all the things you could put next to, like, you know, a sleeping human to scare them, surely a human head would be more scary.
Well, yeah, but it would also be, you know, less feasible. If it was something to do with racehorses, then it would even be apt.
Well, yeah, if it made sense in context, but, you know, usually the whole phrase of a horse's head next to you when you sleep is just sort of out of the blue. It's more to do with the mafia.
Yeah, but I always thought it was something to do with the mafia and... like gambling and horses.
Well, I guess gambling would make sense then, yeah. Okay, well, you just disowned my point. That's not very fair.
Oh.
How dare you? Well, I still don't think horses... I'd rather have a human head sandwich.
Well, that is where all of the bad nutrients are in, so I suppose you wouldn't want to eat one of those. That would be pretty scary.
Yeah, true. The thing is, technically, aren't we all cannibals? You know, if you were breastfed, or it's not technically skin or meat, but or like if you bite your nails or bite your skin, or you know, if you bleed and you know you sometimes suck your blood to stop it bleeding.
I wouldn't say that's cannibalism because it's eating yourself. If you sucked someone else's blood, then yes.
And that is vampirism.
There are mental conditions that make people think that like blood has life-giving properties or something.
Well, it does. It keeps you alive.
Well, yeah, but people think that they will live forever if they suck blood.
Oh, yes, that's understandable, yeah. Well, that's them being called insane.
Yeah, and that's why they live in mental hospitals.
Exactly. Oh, I've had an absolutely wonderful time with this podcast.
But unfortunately, now you're going to die.
Now I'm going to suck your blood.
Oh, God, no.
Except from you're about 200 miles away from me at the moment, so that's probably impossible.
Stay back. I have a bottle of Old Speckle 10, and it's shaken up.
Oh, and I have a shark. I can open it.
It'll go all over you.
Don't tempt me. I'll do it. I'll do it, damn it. Yes, unfortunately, I must call it a night. But I rather have enjoyed myself.
I think I'd rather call it a dusk.
Well, no, I'd rather call it a Wednesday, but okay.
Well, it's closer to Thursday now.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Well, actually, yeah, you're right. It is very close to Thursday. Although, it depends when you upload this. It could be a whole different day. It's actually a Tuesday or a
it
Monday.
Could be a whole different month.
Or it depends how late, you know, if you don't upload it before, what's the day? The 21st of December? The Rapture? Or no, what is it? The End of the World. Hmm. So there may not even be any weekdays anymore.
Just because there's no world doesn't mean there's no weekdays.
The thing is, surely, you know, if you lived on a different planet, they wouldn't have weekdays, would they? They'd have something else. Well, they probably would have weekdays, but they'd have more. Or less.
Well, technically a week is something that doesn't exist anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It has no astronomical significance.
Does it say that's the same with years, really, then? Well, I mean, actually, no, a year does have significance from the whole rotation.
Unless you say that, like, a week is a third of a lunar cycle.
I guess, yeah.
A third, a quarter.
I still think we should abolish... That's another thing when I become Prime Minister. Abolish weekdays.
Abolish the moon.
Ban the moon. If the moon... next time the moon shows its face, we're going to declare war on it.
That sounds fun.
It's mooning us again. Damn it, boys, get him! I think that could...
It'll wake up with a horse's head on its pillow.
No, it'll probably just float
off. Moon, you'd better leave. You can find another orbit.
Well, technically...
This is our astroturf.
Technically, we have more than one moon. I'll give you 50 points to your house. What are you, Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, or Ravenclaw?
I don't know.
Don't you know?
I've never known.
Okay. Well, you can be the caretaker then. You'll get 50 points.
Excellent.
If, 50 imaginary cookies if you can guess how many moons the Earth actually has.
Well,
without Googling it.
The number of natural satellites.
Yes.
Currently.
Yes.
I don't know. I honestly can't say. I think there might be two, but I don't know.
Well, technically, there is three at the moment, although there are smaller satellites that are rotating, but they don't count because they actually lose their orbit.
Ah, right.
So at the moment, we have, of course, the moon. Mm-hmm. We have, it's called 3753 Cruthene, I don't know how it's pronounced, Cruthene or something. Mm. And 2002 AA.
Odd.
So that was, founded in 2002, of course.
Founded.
So there's an interesting fact for you. Or you could just watch QI, and then they'll tell you.
Hmm.
Which is probably a good idea.
I have watched some QI, but I don't, you know, watch it compulsively.
How do you not watch QI?
Compulsive watcher of QI.
QI is a way of life.
It is, but it's certainly not a show.
Okay. Right. I keep saying I'm going and then I don't, but I really must now.
Okay, we shall have you forcibly removed from Phi Towers immediately.
Okay, that's... Well, I have had a wonderful time in this tower. I'd like my freedom now, please. Please don't throw me out the window.
Yes, again. take one of those gold bars from over there.
Free fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes. Well,
actually, gold bars are actually butter.
No, they're bronze bars. You've just scraped them enough because they were gold, and then you keep cleaning them till they go bronze. Hang on, they're butter. Surely that'd be lighter than gold.
No. It's definitely gold.
Mm. I'd be able to survive as well, because if I landed on the gold bar, or butter, then it would squish, and maybe it would soften the impact.
We're not That's like, how I throwing escape. You out of the top.
Oh, okay.
You can leave through the normal exit.
But I don't want to. I want to leave, strangely.
How to get out of Phi Towers, a game show next episode.
Oh, dearie me. Maybe, yeah, if I don't survive till next time, then just remember me as I am. Okay, yes. Right.
What, well, insanely drunk?
I think next
well,
time...
Not insane, moderately.
I think next time we should start drunk and sober up throughout the whole show.
That sounds like an amazing idea. We'll get worse and worse as we go on.
That's what I want my podcast to basically be. It's just going to be an hour or two of just being drunk and then form something together that sounds like words. Okay, well, it was a wonderful night, and let's do this again sometime.
You've been listening to The Sound of Phi with me, Clive Davidson, and...
Rob Kosh.
We also had a guest who is... What was his name?
Stephen McDonald.
Australian animal impersonator with no surname.
Stephen McDonald. Of course, his heritage was Scottish.
Of course.
But he's an Australian now. Hang on, I'll just call him back for you. Hang on a second. Stephen! G'day? No, it's evening now. Oh, got it. Okay. Right, what's happening? Oh, we're leaving. Okay. It was wonderful. Thanks very much. And till next time, don't have sex with kangaroos. That was Stephen, everyone.
That was the best. That was probably the best thing we could ever have to wrap this up.
On the final note, don't have sex with kangaroos. Yes, I think that. So it's.
I think that's good advice.
We've covered it. I think we've covered everything. Gnomes, sharks. Damn it! You foiled my plans again. Okay.
No, I foiled your turkey.
Oh, that's actually quite funny. I laugh so hard, I stay quiet.
I laugh so hard it was silent.
Have you ever laughed that hard that you don't make any noise?
Yeah, but usually it's quite painful at the same time, and I'm not quite sure if it's a hernia or laughter.
Okay, we've said goodbye twice now. Like, let's wrap this up finally.
The podcast is over.
We can't
stop
wrap
recording
this up.
Quickly.
We can't wrap this up. I haven't got any sellotape or wrapping paper.
Oh god damn it! What are we gonna do? Can we use brown paper?
We could use newspaper. That could work.
Newspaper. It's not a fish and chips.
It'd be like pass the parcel.
You just unwrap it, and then there's a sound of fire. And you hear the sounds of disappointment. Maybe that's the sound of fire.
There it is. Aww.
Oh, god damn it. I wanted an action man.
Oh, that is brilliant. Right. Until Left. Next time, Clive. Thank you very much. And may the Force be kept in a galaxy far, far away. Because if we had the Force, then people would try and take over the world. We haven't even got lightsabers yet, damn it.
Will we?
Next time, find out if lightsabers are real. Ooh.